Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day. OPP investigate text images of dead bodies. Body parts police officers on Manitoulin Island are investigating after a person reported receiving violent text messages which contained images of dead bodies and body parts. Wiquamicong Tribal Police Service received the complaint about the text messages at 2:45 p.m. January 15. The investigation is ongoing with the assistance of the Manitoulin Detachment Crime Unit of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP. The OPP wants the public to be aware that the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre has issued an alert for a violent text message extortion scam. The message threatens that if payment is not sent, you and your family may be targeted and harmed. Like other extortion scams, fraudsters are attempting to scare victims into sending funds. Learn more here. Ceremony marks official reopening of Pickerel River Bridge. A Friday morning ceremony marked the grand opening of the Pickerel River Bridge, located north of the community of Britt adjacent to Highway 69 near French River Provincial Park. After a one-year closure, we are pleased to reopen the rehabilitated Pickerel River Bridge for the 2023 snowmobile season, near North Trail Association President John Miller said in a media release. Significant repair was completed, including the replacement of damaged wooden support beams and cribbing, reparation of structural steel, replacement of handrails, improvements to water drainage and decking, as well as painting to prevent rust. The safety of our ridership is paramount. Working together with our municipal and provincial partners, we continue to enhance existing infrastructure and improve the rider experience. The $122,504 project received 50% financial support from the provincial government, and is an effort of the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs, Near North Trail Association and the French River Snowmobile Association. The bridge is part of the popular ride around Nipissing Tour and forms a crucial link between the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs Districts 10 and 11. A reroute has been in place while the bridge was being accessed and restored. The Pickerel River Bridge is a critical piece of infrastructure for Ontario snowmobilers, Federation CEO Ryan Eichmeyer said in a media release. As the only current north-south trail west of Lake Nipissing, this provincial investment ensures connectivity to and from northern Ontario for years to come. Photos: Coaches vs. Leafs alumni game. Former Maple Leafs players took on local hockey coaches with the Nickel Centre Minor Hockey Association Coaches vs. Leafs alumni fundraising game at the Garson Arena January 21. Among the former Maple Leafs taking part were Rick Vave, Brad May, Peter Holland, Dave Mulwane, Mike Krushelniski, Al Iafrati, Matt Martin, Rick Jackman, Todd Gill and Greg Hotham. Sudbury.com also spotted Greater Sudbury Mayor Paul Lefebvre playing on the coaches' team. The game also served to honor the late Leafs great George Armstrong, a native of Skeed who passed away in 2021. A large contingent of Armstrong's family members showed up to take in the game, and posed on the ice before the puck was dropped. Armstrong's nephew Dale McCourt also strapped on his skates, along with his granddaughter, Callie Armstrong. Another nephew of Armstrong's, retired NHL official Danny McCourt, told Sudbury.com that there are efforts underway to rename the Garson Arena for George Armstrong. A large banner depicting Armstrong has been displayed in the arena. View our photo gallery here. Photos: Ontario Cup ski races at Walden Cross Country. More than 300 cross-country ski racers from across the province took over the Walden Cross Country ski trails in Naunton this weekend for an Ontario Cup race. Skiers from Sault Ste. Marie, Ottawa, Hardwood Hills, Walden, Laurentian Nordic as well those from the Ontario University Circuit took part in the races both Saturday and Sunday. Participants included everyone from youth to masters racers, as well as para-Nordic skiers. Results are available online here. Due to the pandemic, Walden has not hosted an Ontario Cup Circuit ski race since 2019, when the temperatures were frigid. In 2018, the Walden Ontario Cup saw rainfall. View our photo gallery here. South End Pizzeria Roma 1894 opening this week, bringing his love for traditional Italian cuisine to Greater Sudbury. Roberto Ferrucci's second Pizzeria Roma 1894 location is expected to open Tuesday at 1507 Paris Saint. The first location, at 1894 LaSalle Boulevard, opened a couple years ago in the thick of the pandemic to what Ferrucci describes as immediate success. We were busy right off the hop, he said, adding that he was enlisting various family members to help out at the time to keep up with demand. It was crazy busy, and I was surprised. It was just go 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 go. The second location came out of a demand in the South End, which he said carries a great deal of his customer base. In keeping with demand, he plans on opening a third location later this year. Read the full story on Sudbury.com's Facebook page. Lotto 649th ticket worth $10,000 unclaimed in Sudbury. A $10,000 lottery ticket was printed in Sudbury, but remains unclaimed. The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation issued notice on January 19 that the winner has 2 weeks to claim their prize. The winning Lotto 649th ticket for the February 2, 2022, draw had numbers 2, 5, 0, 7, 8, 9, 1. Players must match the first six of the seven encore numbers in exact order to win the $10,000. In a media release, the OLG noted the ticket's owner should fill in the back portion, sign it and contact OLG customer care at 1-800-387-0098. Read the full story here. Monday we'll see some sun and a high of -3°C. Monday there will be a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of flurries in the morning. Becoming sunny in the afternoon. Fog patches dissipating near noon. Wind becoming southwest 30 km per hour early in the afternoon. High of -3°C. Wind chill near -13°C. UV index 1 or low. Monday night there will be flurries with a low of -7°C.